Revelation, Part 3, Tribulation and Triumph. The battle between good and evil takes an ugly turn as Christ prepares to vanquish evil forever. In the Great Tribulation, 2/3 of Israel will die and the rest will be purified to receive Christ, Zechariah 13:8. There's also a different tribulation in Matthew 24:9. The trouble extends to God's people across the world as well, Revelation 12:17. In Revelation, John refers to the Great Tribulation as wrath or disaster. In prophetic books and apostolic letters, it is called trouble as never before, Jacob's trouble, day of wrath, day of the Lord, the Great Tribulation. The first half is mentioned in Revelation 8-11. The seventh seal is open and six trumpets are blown. The timeline is 42 months, Revelation 11-2. During this time, there's destruction on earth. Two witnesses, evangelists, die and rise. The second half is described in Revelation 11-18. This also spans a period of 42 months, referred to in Revelation 13-5. The following happens in heaven and earth. 144,000 Israelites marked and later present with Jesus on Mount Zion, Israel. The saved are singing on a sea of glass in heaven. The Antichrist is in control on earth. Israel is purified on earth. The second coming of Christ occurs to earth. Chapter 12 covers an overlapping scenario of the woman, dragon, and child appearing to be Israel, Satan, and Jesus, respectively, over a much larger time frame. Most righteous appear to be saved via the rapture from the worst, which includes the seven disasters, the fall of Babylon, the great prostitute. Who is she? If Israel's the great prostitute in the Old Testament, is it the church in the New Testament? Or is it opposing religions or religious organizations? Food for thought. If the headquarters is Rome, is it the headquarters of the early church? Assembling of kings for battle of Armageddon. This is the Second Great War. The first occurred during the time of Christ's first coming. The third at the end of the millennial rule of Christ. The Antichrist is also referred in Daniel, Zechariah, Thessalonians, and Revelation as little horn, fierce king, master of intrigue, prince who is to come, worthless shepherd, man of lawlessness, one who brings destruction, and the beast. The millennial rule of Christ is covered in Revelation 20. The final phase of the first resurrection occurs. Christ's thousand-year rule is kicked off with a grand celebration, the marriage supper. Christ rules the earth with his martyrs and saints. This rule features Satan bound for 1,000 years, Feast of the Tabernacles, Israel 100% compliant, people living long lives, Israel evangelizing nations, peace reigns. For example, the lion and lamb can sleep together. The last great war, described in Revelation 20b, mentions that Satan, released for a short while, unleashes his fury by collecting all forces in huge numbers in the last great battle. Gog, the king from the land of Magog, is involved. Revelation 20. Gog and Magog are also prophesied by Ezekiel in Ezekiel 38 and 39, at a time when God's people are living security. God's enemies are destroyed by fire with the world. The judgment is talked of in Revelation 20. Everyone from all time face judgment, where God declares who has eternal life and who eternal death. Satan is destroyed forever in the lake of fire. The new age is introduced in Revelation 21. The grand and final destination of new heaven and earth is opened up, and saints reign with Christ. While Christ's rule brings on perfect covenants, what can we do today, wherever we are placed, to emulate that environment in the world?